Welcome back to Bruin Fieldhouse. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville boys basketball coach Clint Stewart with us. Post-game, Bruins knock off Union 62-60. And coach, you did it down a starter and kind of a gritty win for you guys. Just your initial thoughts after that one.
Yeah, it was team win. So proud of our guys. I thought they executed the game plan really well. You know, we knew it was going to be a dogfight, especially in the paint. You know, they got some big kids in the paint. Their guards are tough. You know, they didn't have number one for the last four or five, six games. He came back. He played phenomenal for them. But our guys stuck together. And, you know, I thought David made great plays the entire game, whether it's for himself or for others. Audie stepped up, made shots. Mike played a clean game. Caleb and Coop battled down low. Riley made a shot for us or two. Jack came in, had six in the first half. I mean, multiple guys on down the line played really well, and so that was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you mentioned Jack Wall. That was something that Jay and I took note of, especially in that second quarter. Things were maybe trending the wrong direction and danger of getting away from you a little bit, and Riley picked up a couple fouls. You had to bring Jack in. He pretty much went with seven all night, and he got a couple offensive rebounds. He blocked a couple shots. He got a defensive rebound or two. He made his layups, and I thought he was a really big presence with his wingspan and height against the team that obviously has a lot of that.
Yeah, he was a spark for us, and you know, I think it's great to see him stepping up into a role, you know, and we saw it early on in preseason, and then he got hurt. He rolled his ankle, and he was out for about a month, maybe more than a month, and it took him a while to get back going to the Jack we were seeing before. And I think these last few games, I mean, obviously he's got more minutes because of it, but he's practicing well, and he's playing well, you know. And so his length, his athleticism, I mean, he's the state high jump champ. So we tell him, hey, go block shots, man. Go get offensive rebounds. You're state high jump champ. Go do it, you know. And really good to see him do that today.
You know, in high school basketball, what really matters is how you play right now. Obviously, you want to play well and have a chance to host a regional or be a 1-2 seed, but ultimately everyone's in the playoffs, so what happens in February is what really matters. And obviously the first 6-7 weeks of the season hadn't gone to script for you guys, but how nice is it to kind of clearly have a sense with Owosso last Friday and tonight that you've got that ship headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think I told our guys, you know, we're trending upwards, which is really good. You know, it took us a little bit to figure out how we needed to play. And I think we've seen it, you know, it really started against Broken Arrow, and even though we didn't play as well as we wanted to, we shifted our pace, played a lot slower, you know, running more sets, more actions to help our guys score the basketball, you know, and still we'll get out and run. If David can get it in transition and get an easy one, great. But if not, let's bring it out. Shifted our whole offense, running a totally different offense the last, you know, two games than what we've run before. And, you know, I think that's helped us. And so I'm just proud of our guys. You know, they're buying in. You know, I think they bought in, and then we saw that tonight.
David had 20 tonight, and I was talking with Jay. I don't know how many shots he took, but it wasn't very many. He made 7 2-point field goals. Feels like he was 7 of 10, 7 from 11. I think he only took maybe 1 or 2 3-pointers. I thought he was extremely efficient, and as you mentioned earlier, he found a couple guys for wide-open layups as well with assists.
He was very efficient, and, you know, he had some space to create, which is really good, and guys got in spots and finished shots. You know, Audie making some big shots. Riley hitting his first three, I think, was really good. And, you know, and David, he's so crafty with the ball. And he can make plays, you know, for himself or for others. And it was good tonight to see the other guys, you know, knocking down shots when they were open, which obviously just helps his confidence in them, you know, and he believes in them, you know, and he loves to see them make shots as well, you know. And so he wrote that, you know. Now, obviously, if the game was a little bit different and we couldn't make shots, then, you know, we would have told him, hey, we need you to go be more aggressive, try to score. But he did a great job facilitating today, and, you know, our other guys stepped up and made plays, which is good.
Audie scored 17, made three or four threes, I think it was, in the ball game. And how nice is it to beat Union? Get that monkey off your back and beat your former head coach and your alma mater. And I know that I've talked about it a lot, and I'm sure other people have talked to you about it a lot. And how nice is it to finally just get that one out of the way?
Finally, right? Finally. You know, first time, you know, these kids have never beat Union. Obviously, I haven't beaten them in my 9 years. And I love Coach Garcia, but it feels really good. It feels really, really good. And so it's a good night for us. We're happy. We're going to celebrate tonight. But, then we're right back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a big one again tomorrow against a really good Bixby club. And, again, that's another one that will count toward those regional seedings. If you somehow pull those off two in a row here at the end, obviously that would put you in a pretty good position. And does it help or hurt to have that one back-to-back this close to this one?
You know, we would like to have at least a day to prepare, you know, especially when you have to go battle against, you know, two of the biggest kids in the state, you know, and obviously in the conference. But the good thing about Bixby, we've seen them, you know, we've played them before. We know what they present. We know what they can do. They can shoot the basketball, high clip. Obviously, Parker Fredrickson's one of the best players in the state. So we know, you know, it's not like a team that we don't know we're going up against. So hopefully that'll help us. You know, going on the road in the conference is tough. So we got to be gritty. We got to be ready to go. And I think our guys will be.